Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Bouchette joins us now from the Kansas City Airport. And Ed Bouchette is brought to you by Rust Repair, Inc. Ed, good morning. And when I say morning, early morning to you. How is everything, Ed?
Colin, there's nothing like the Kansas City Airport. It's like being back at the Pittsburgh International in the 60s.
Greater Pitt. Are there Hare Krishnas sitting around, Ed?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, this place. It's so old and so backwards in its ways. But I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Great stuff. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group on Route 8 in Butler. Speaking of set in their ways and old, Andy Reid is a candidate for termination this morning, in my opinion, for not kicking that field goal. I can't wrap my head around it at all. Wrong decision all the way around for you?
He's been labeled a conservative throughout his coaching career, and I thought he was going to kick it there as well, and he didn't. But who knows if that makes a difference, Colin? They still needed a touchdown at some point.
Ed, dominance on the ground by Bell and the O-line, a dominant performance by the defense as well. Best performance of the year going forward. What'd you take away from that game that needs improvement for the Steelers? What can they work on?
You know, probably the red zone offense again, Josh. First down, goal at the two. They're running the ball like crazy. And what do? They pass it. And then they run sideways out of the shotgun. I don't know. The old days, and I'm not saying they should go back to that, they'd pack them in and run the ball from the two. But, get Terrell Watson in there and let him run. They had him in there on that one third down play. And, Colin, I'm sorry. I didn't know where we were getting at. If he kicks a field goal, then he's only a field goal down coming on that last drive. I know what you mean.
Yeah, he would have tied. He would have been able to tie.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah, and Ed, further on that, in terms of the red zone stuff, if you really want to throw the ball, then why not make it look like you're going to run it and fake it into the line? And we've seen plays like that before where you've got even have an extra tight end in there, and then you just the guy sneaks out and he's standing by himself like all over on the logo in the end zone, wide open for an easy touchdown. I just don't understand the formations or any of that kind of stuff that they use
in
there.
I'm with you, Jim. And have a quarterback get under center instead of the shotgun. Because if you're at the shotgun, even if you hand off, it's a deep handoff, right? I mean, it takes a little longer. You get up under center, snap, hand it off, boom. You could still, throw two wide receivers out there and have Bell in the backfield, and it gives you options. The way they line up, it's almost like you're either going to throw the ball or you're going to have a deep handoff. And there's, when's the last time we saw that direct snap to Bell that worked so well in San Diego a couple years ago?
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We speak to Ed Bouchette here, Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's live at the Kansas City Airport. Is Martavis Bryant unhappy? What do you make of these reports that he wanted traded?
Well, one report says he wants to be traded, and then Martavis says he's happy. So I don't know what to make of him, Colin. They did then announce Tuesday right here on this radio that Martavis was going to get less playing time, that Juju was going to go out a little more on the outside. Eli Rogers was going to play more in a slot, and Bryant was going to get less playing time, and he did. So that had to have happened Monday, that decision, when they talked about it, or else Ben wouldn't have mentioned it Tuesday. So maybe he's been unhappy all week. He's not mentioned anything, and I don't know where this is coming from. It could come from all kinds of places. His agent has to be me. I would think the number one candidate for that. But nevertheless, if he's unhappy, too bad. You sat out a whole year because you violated multiple drug tests. Play and shut up.
James Harrison dropped 8 yards into coverage, had a tackle. Could have thrown a flag for a holding, and then the next play got a sack. What's his role going forward with this team?
Probably similarly, I would think. I would bet that they dress him now and spot use him just like they did there. He loves playing against Cincinnati as well, and they're the next opponent. I was a little surprised he didn't play in Baltimore because he loves playing against them too. But, I'm not sure how many plays he played, 15 maybe yesterday. That's how I'd use him. But, Keith Butler has his own plans.
You know, Ed, it's kind of funny because we heard Mike Tomlin say that they like that matchup against Eric Fisher and Harrison. We know the success he's had against him. Fisher's supposed to be one of the best guys in the league, right? If he is, wouldn't Harrison tend to have success against some other matchups against left tackles as well?
Yeah, I think he got into his head like Joey Porter got into the head of that tight end for Seattle at the Super Bowl.
Jeremy Stephens.
Yeah. He must be in his head because and the Steelers must know that because – first, Keith Butler on Thursday brought it up, and then Mike Tomlin on Steelers.com to Bob Labriola brought it up, and actually brought it up a little more strongly. And it seemed like they were just trying to shout out to Eric Fisher, he's coming.
Now, Ed, did you see Marcus Gilbert after the game? Because this hamstring looks like it might be a lingering issue now.
I did see him in the locker room. I didn't talk to him. We were kind of on –
sure.
A deadline, but nevertheless, I did not talk to him. I saw him in a locker room. I can't say I saw him walking around. So I don't know. This is what he missed, 3 games, and now he, as they say, tweaked it again. It's one of those things. I've had hamstring injuries in the past, and, they can linger and you can re-injure them, and they're just a strange injury.
Follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. A couple more minutes with Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. That catch at the very end by Antonio Brown, where it's juggled, he catches it, he runs away from everybody down the sideline. As he was running, Ed, I said to myself, that's exactly why he can throw any water cooler that he wants. That's why you put up with the stuff.
Well, sure, that's why. When they, a month before they signed him to that, $17 million a year contract, Art Rooney was asked about his those things, and he said they're annoyances, they're little annoyances, emphasis on the little. So it tells you how they look at him generally. He probably was the reason Ben threw the only turnover of the game because he didn't finish off his slant route. But that last one makes you forget everything. And isn't it funny that 2 of Ben's passes were tipped for interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown against Jacksonville, and this one's tipped for a touchdown the other way.
Ed, Mike Hilton is making plays every weekend, playing at a high level, might even be one of the best tacklers on the defense. Pretty incredible story about a guy who's just trying to fight to make the team.
He is, Josh, and we saw that in training camp. He stuck out in training camp, and, he was all over the place. He's not a very big guy. He's in the slot, of course, taking time away from William Gay, who now plays basically only when they go to the dime defense, 6 defensive backs. But he's a great tackler. You just mentioned that. And he didn't have a sack yesterday. I think he had one last week, but He's all over the place. He's a really good find. New England signed him for a week last year to the practice squad. Who was it? Jacksonville had him in training camp and cut him. So, yeah, he's a great story.
I might be stealing Colin's question here, Ed, because this is something Colin asked me earlier today. Is this the fastest Steelers defense that you've seen? Just fastest overall.
Yeah, I mean,
team
Shazier kind of makes it that way, and here's the thing, the young guys, I'm trying to think back to when those great defenses were young. You still had, Larry Foote on that team. It wasn't fast. Of course, Timmons was he was the first draft pick of Mike Tomlin, and, that's what they wanted. They wanted that guy who's Shazier now. And you have, the young guys at the corner spots, including Hayden. I mean, Hayden still gets some speed, and Sean Davis at safety. Yeah, they're other than Vince Williams, and he's no slosh. You know, he can get. What do you have? Two sacks yesterday. Yeah. He can get those feet moving too.
I was thinking Tuitt. You know, like how fast he is for his position. You see him; he's in the backfield every game, tackling guys for losses or getting holding calls.
Yeah, and even Hargrave, who is a different kind of nose tackle than we've seen here mostly through the years. You know, Casey Hampton comes to mind. You know, Casey was a great run stopper, but this guy can move pretty good.
Ed, last thing for you. Perhaps, well, not perhaps, definitely the most hilarious moment from yesterday's football game was the punt, the free kick that hit on the ground and then it was recovered by Kansas City. I was just laughing. Do you remember 1990 when Barry Foster let that kickoff hit in Candlestick?
Yeah, I tweeted that out, Colin. It's the last time I can remember a Steeler letting one of those kicks go. And Foster was a rookie in 90. It was in San Francisco, and they recovered it. I don't know if it was for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, they rolled into the end zone.
Yeah,
they rolled into
the
but he ran away from it like it was a grenade.
Right. He thought he was a rookie. He thought, and I don't know why, maybe he didn't return kicks at Arkansas. I can't remember. But, yeah, that was it was not comical at the time, I can tell you that, on the Steelers' part, either one of them.
Well, enjoy the Kansas City airport. So you're kind of comparing it to the old Greater Pitt, low ceilings, asbestos, that kind of stuff going on?
Yeah, there's probably some even smoke stain from when they used to allow smoking in here somewhere.
Give the Hare Krishnas a couple bucks and get on your plane and get home.
I forgot about them.
Whatever happened to those guys?
Who knows? I think Yoko Ono became one of them, or John Lennon or somebody, right, Jim? Didn't that happen at one point?
They just wanted to give peace a chance.
They did. All right, Ed, take it easy. We'll see you later
in the
week.
All right, fellas. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ed.
You remember going to the old airport and they would just sit there and play music?
Yeah, no, they're orange, like the orange, whatever those things were.
Yeah, they're like those big one-piece jobs.
Some of them green, orange, purple. Yeah.
Did you ever give them any money?
I can't say that I did.
No? They would just sing and sit there on the ground.
Just a harmless group.
They were happy.
Sure.
What were they taking money for? For them?
Probably I think so.
Beer.
I think they were up front. This is
beer.
For us.
They were not taking money for beer, Colony. Did they drink Hare Krishna?
I don't know. I'm sure they smoke.
I've never seen Krishna kids. No, they don't smoke.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I just remember being a little kid and going to the airport. You remember you went to pick people up at the airport? It was like a big to-do.
You could do that again now.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. And I remember going in and I was like, with my grandparents, I'm like, wow, what are these people? They're just sit in the airport and play songs?
It's incredible.
It's a pretty good life. I mean, come on, I want that job.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.